I've got a great question for you. Are you getting enough sleep?
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
It doesn't matter what report you read, you will see agreement. Sleep is vital for you. Physically, sleep is the time that your body heals itself. It's the time that the stress hormone cortisol that's been released in your body throughout the day is dispersed and taken care of. Even the things that you've been learning during the day, sleep is when your brain begins to categorize those things, begins to take them from short-term memory to long-term memory so that you can recall them later. What about learning during the day? You've probably been there trying to read something, listen to somebody when you're tired and you can't even focus on what they're saying. You're having a hard time concentrating. And what about your relationships? Do you find yourself more patient and loving when you've had enough sleep or when you're overly tired? I think that's an easy question to answer. So I guess the question is, if we know sleep is so good for us, why are we not getting enough? It's been told again and again in reports that we are typically sleep deprived. We are not getting enough sleep. So can I suggest just a couple of things that you might want to think about? Maybe think about your diet. You know, if we don't have the proper amount of protein in our diet, our bodies are searching for something while we're sleeping, and it can make our sleep a little uneasy. What about caffeine intake? I know it's a kind of a self-perpetuating cycle sometimes because we're tired from the day before, and so we take some caffeine to try to make it through the day, but then we overdo it in the caffeine, and then when it's time to go to bed at night, we're still kind of buzzing. Can I suggest that maybe you switch to water? Getting water is not only good for your brain, it's good for your energy levels as well. Try, as the day goes on, to do less caffeine and more water. What about stress or worry or anxiety? Sometimes we get ourselves so stressed out during the day that it's hard for us to shut it down at night. Sometimes we get so anxious about what's coming tomorrow that it's hard for us to be able to go to sleep because we're thinking about that. Even some of our bedtime routines get interrupted because instead of beginning to do the quiet activities, we're almost doing the activities that are trying to distract us from those things that we're stressed about or worried about. I like to look at the life of Jesus. I see in his life that he just got done with some ministry. He's getting ready to go to another intense ministry time. But in between that, he is on a boat and he goes to sleep. Even though there's a storm raging around him, he sleeps calmly and peacefully through the storm. He has to be awakened by his disciples who say to him, "Don't you care that we're going to drown?" Jesus knew that he wasn't going to drown. He knew that God was keeping him safe and protecting him, and he could sleep even in the midst of those storms. See, the Bible tells us that God never sleeps. He never slumbers. He keeps a watchful eye on us all the time. The Bible also tells us that we can bring all of our cares to him, all of them, and give them to him because he wants to carry those for us and not have them weigh us down and distract us and keep us from sleep. So why don't you check a couple of things? How's your diet? How's your caffeine intake? Are you getting rid of the stressful, anxious things that are hanging on you, and are you giving them to God? Maybe you want to wrap up your day with a time of prayer where you could be thankful for what God has already provided, and then you could also just unload to him any of those other burdens. When you start to do that and you start to sleep better, I think that you're going to find that physically, emotionally, even in your relationships, you're going to see a greater strength, a greater vitality. Sleep is so important for all of us. Make sure you're getting the right amount.
Contact Craig and keep up with his blog posts, books, and other videos at craigtowens.com.